Welcome to the Monday evening 1 hour show with Winfrey and Terry Brown in Sedona. Today it is September the 23rd, 2019. This radio show is a simulcast with a conference call. Every time you hear a ding, that is somebody joining in live on the call. And as usual, I do not know what the program is for tonight. It could be a wild card. We'll see what happens. And right after this 1 hour show, we do our daily Whole Planet Healing conference call. You can participate if you want per phone. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. And I can now also give you the phone number to call in, which is 712-770-4340. The access code is 250-513-pound. 712-770-4340-250-513-pound. I welcome the next caller here. Please say your name and location.
Good evening, Heinz. This is Wanda.
Hello, Wanda.
Liebenthal.
Good evening, Wanda. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right.
Do we have very many joining us yet tonight?
Time will tell, but at this point there are only the three of us and the BBS here live on the call. So we will see who else is going to show up.
It's kind of a shifty day today. It's equinox day today.
Mm-hmm. We are 1 minute away from the hour. As we await for Winfrey to call in and announce himself. If you're listening in and you're not familiar with the main website from Win, it is intelligent-infinity.com. Intelligent-infinity.com. At which you can get a free ebook, The Creator Gods of the Physical Universe Want to Talk to You. I had a great experience while reading that material years ago, as there's also channel material with Grace. And I felt really connected at that time. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Good evening, Don.
Hi.
Hi, it's
Wanda.
Jane in Pennsylvania.
Welcome to you, Jane.
Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
And I welcome all those that are listening in online through BBS Radio. We will be starting here soon, I hope. WholePlanetHealing.com is the dedicated website with just the little information you need to participate with the Whole Planet Healing calls. Good evening. Two callers joined in. Welcome. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA.
Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, guys.
Two more people, welcome. Who else joined in? Feel free to say a name and location.
Oh, sorry, hi, this is me, Janine from Salt Lake City. Got to sneeze and sit, so I'm going to mute myself.
Hey, blessings to you.
Thank you.
Welcome, Janine.
Hi, Janine. Good to be in touch.
Good to be in touch.
Anyone else, feel free to say a name and location. But only if you want to. And if you just joined in online through BBS, thank you so much for being here. Please hang in there for a moment. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
It's Antonio.
Antonio, welcome.
Thank you, Heis.
All right.
Hello, Antonio.
Antonio.
Hello, Antonio.
Hi, Wanda. Hi, Shirley. Hi, Dawn.
Did you have a good day today?
Hi, Antonio.
I did.
Great.
Hi, Jennifer. I stayed in bed all day.
Don't you lay in bed?
Yeah, I laid in bed all day.
Okay.
It felt like a lazy day today.
Gee, you did like me. I actually
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Heis. Hi, everybody. Antonio, I heard you there. It's Prudy.
Welcome, hi. Prudy.
Hello.
Prudy.
Hi, Don.
Hi, Prudy.
Hi, Jennifer.
Yes, ma'am.
Happy Equinox, Jennifer. Everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Equinox, everyone.
Hear that, Antonio? That would explain it.
It was a fabulous equinox moon last night, if anyone saw it. And tonight now, everything's clouded up and it's raining.
That's the equinox movie. Seen that.
Equinox.
Someone, my mother-in-law is gravely ill. They're just sort of counting down the moments with her.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my. If anybody could ever just please remember her in your prayers tonight. Her name is Eleanor.
Eleanor.
You know, also if you put her.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, also, if you put her on the healing wrist right now, our sources will start immediately working on it, on her. They don't wait till Sunday.
Oh, really?
They have told us that. They have told us that, yes.
Oh really?
Wonderful.
Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say a name and location.
Sir, Roger in Austin.
Hello, Roger. Welcome.
Hi, Roger.
Hello, Roger.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, everybody.
How is Equinox?
I wanted to say, hi, is that she's 98 years old, and her body is just stunned. And she's one of the best human beings I've ever met in my life. Just a wonderful, wonderful woman.
Where is she located?
Thank you. Thank you, Prudy. Thank you, everyone.
Yeah.
Can you tell me where she's located? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Can you tell us where she's located?
Oh, yeah, she's located in Uniontown, Pennsylvania. Thank you. Uniontown, one word, Pennsylvania.
And please tell Terry, too. You know, if not this
the
Whole Planet Healing, I'll mention it. Whole Planet Healing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, man. I know she's going straight to heaven.
Oh, yeah.
Two children and, you know, family over there. So.
Welcome to the next participant. Good evening. Please say a name and location.
Eric in New York.
Hello, Eric. Good evening. Welcome.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Hi, Eric.
So, what is the equinox?
It's the first day of fall, and it is when the whole calendar is, or the sun is split into two equal halves. In other words, in springtime, the sun is getting closer, closer, closer. And in fall, it starts to tilt the other way as we approach winter every day. Boom, boom, boom. The days get longer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, shorter. Yeah.
Shorter. And,
yeah,
and you could see that already.
The
days are getting shorter.
I always know the day, like a day or two before, even if I like lived on a remote island, I would know it.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hi.
Hello, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry. Good evening, welcome.
Blessings, Terry.
Hi.
She's a happy hour.
Blessings.
Yeah.
You can
are
hear
you
the people. Hour? Yeah.
Are you having a happy time? It's your happy hour.
Well, I'll be here in a minute.
Well, all right.
Yeah. We were at happy hour, and we met a couple of other people, and they're going to be calling in also to listen to the call. We were giving them the numbers.
Cool.
They're from LA, and they came to Sedona for a couple of days.
On this call and Hope Planet Healing.
Good evening,
what's
welcome
the topic
to the call.
Julie
yeah, topic.
Yellen.
Oh, I'm sorry, who just
Are
joined
you?
In?
Julie Yellen.
Yeah, Dr. Hampton, Virginia.
Hello, Dr. Art and Julie Allen. Welcome, Julie.
Yellen, with a Y. Not Yellen.
Okay.
Ellen. Why? I'm sitting
Hi,
with
Judy.
Harry
Hello.
And Lynn right now.
Great.
Did you hear
it's
that?
Good to have a call.
Hello?
Julie, you are from L.A.?
Newport Beach. But we're sitting
Newport Beach.
With Harry and Lynn in Sedona.
All right, all right. Teddy is here too.
Yes, yeah, I'm here too.
I'm here too.
Hey, Wynn.
Hello.
Hey, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Do you know what? Jerry and I were here at our happy hour, and there were these two beautiful I call them Jewish women. I shouldn't call them Jewish.
You are Jewish.
No, you're not Jewish. You were born Jewish.
Born Jewish.
Okay. I mean, I was born Jewish, but I would never tell anyone I was Jewish.
I experienced
the rooftop. Yeah, well, you can. It's all right. It's not. It's just that I'm beyond it at this point. That's the problem. So I've been trying to pull away, and these ladies have been not letting me go, and I kept telling them, I'm echoing, right?
Let me stop that.
No, wait a second. I'll stop it. You'll get muted in a second. Okay?
I don't hear an echo.
So,
I don't hear an echo, no. Terry, you're breathing in the phone, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tell you what.
I'm just... Yeah, but we'll probably interview you. Okay. Are you going to get on the phone, too, or are you going to just... Yeah. You dial this number.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to be quiet in a second. Just a moment.
Teddy, give him a handkerchief.
Oh.
Do I need a handkerchief?
Sounds like you're about to sneeze.
I'm going to my car.
You're going to your car? Now, is Julie on the line?
She's muted.
She was.
Stace, you're a better one.
Okay, Julie, you can unmute, okay?
Okay, I'm here.
So, Terry and I are, okay, I'll tell you what. Start the recording. I was going to do a replay tonight, but I can see I'm not going to get away with that. So,
I love it.
We're going to start the recording a moment, okay?
The recording has started.
And this is, what's today's date? This is
September
23rd.
September 23rd, 2019. Wynn and Terry parked in the parking lot of, this, I better not say, they might come looking for us, in Sedona at a happy hour. And, you know, this is Terry's 5 o'clock spot, you know? She has got her day organized. So she's got her morning places and her evening places. And I joined her just now. And hang on a second. I think I forgot something in the restaurant. That's rather important. Okay. So in any case, we were sitting there, and these two ladies sat in the table across from us, and I said to them, "Are you guys visiting?" And they said, "Yes, we came here for a spiritual awakening."
Yes, we did.
That is
100% accurate.
I told them, "You are in big trouble." So, you know, we started talking back and forth and back and forth. And then finally, we all sat at the same table. And
Hold on, Wynn. What do you think you left it? Oh, I see it. I'm going to bring it to you.
You see it on my table? A little bag?
Yep.
A FedEx bag or something.
I've got it.
Okay, I'm walking to the door now. Thank you. And so I kept telling them, "We got to cut this short. We got to cut it short because we got a conference call. We got to do it 6. And we couldn't cut it short. They probably spend the next 3 days with us." So, what's interesting, Daphne and her mother are coming tomorrow to meet us at the same place at 4 o'clock. So, who knows?
Kismet.
What's happening?
Can I?
But in
kismet?
Any kismet, that's the name of a movie, isn't it?
No, kismet is. It's meant. I have the hiccup. It's meant to be.
It's meant to
Yiddish
be.
For, yeah, it's
Yiddish.
Not Yiddish. It's not Yiddish. It's a. It's in the dictionary.
It's Arabic, I think, isn't it? Kismet? It sounds like it's Arabic.
I don't know.
In any case, I'd like to welcome everybody from BBS. We're on the radio now. And this is a conference call. It's broadcast. We do this Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday. And it's on BBS
Sunday.
Radio.
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Sunday, thank you. And this is totally impromptu, okay? And so what I think I'll do here is I happen to have... we're unmuted now, right? Everybody unmuted?
We are. Yes.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to do something I never did before, which is hard to believe, isn't it? That I'm going to do something I never did. But I am. Because I'm in my car, and I have my poetry book here. And I'm trying to, you know, what happens is that I'm finally transcending all my identities. All the things, and it doesn't matter which one I do, it's all the same thing. Okay? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, for example, when I first started talking to the Elohim, when that first happened, I stopped wanting people to know that I wrote songs and played music, because I know I'm good at that. And then people start identifying with me as an artist and or a poet or whatever. And I wanted to keep myself out of the way and just be a vehicle for the Elohim. Okay? And I've been gradually letting go of that so I can move from one thing to the next. And I do realize that, you know, to quite an extent, my songs and my poems are really of the same, similar, maybe the same, energetic ilk of the bringing through of the messages from the Elohim and the Ra group, okay? But listen, since we have these two people here who are listening, before I do this, why don't... is everybody unmuted now? Hi,
all still
unmuted.
Yeah,
we're here. We're here.
Okay. Julie and Stacy, you're there, right?
Yeah, we're
Stacy here.
Stacy and Julie are here.
And Terry, you're there, right? Terry? She's here. She's just trying to unmute. Terry, are you there?
Yeah, I was. You're right. I was trying to unmute, but I was driving, so I.
Are you going home? Are you going home?
Yeah, I'm almost home.
Oh, I'm just sitting in the parking lot. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You can go home. It's okay. And so this is the arrangement. Jerry's driving home. Wynn is in the parking lot of the hotel, and Julie and Stacy are in the hotel. And
correct.
I'm going to give you guys an opportunity, since I'm making this up as I go. Who would like to say something to Julie and Stacy that would introduce them to the first time being on a call?
Welcome.
Mm.
Who's
well,
that
thank
the
you. Thank you. We feel very
first
welcome.
Thing. I was going to say, Julie and Stacy, first thing I want to say is welcome to the family.
Thank you so much. We feel very welcome to the family. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Very welcome.
Now, who else? But don't sound dumb. This is your big chance.
Hello?
Jennifer, are you on the line?
She's winding up.
Yeah, I'm here. I was muted.
Now, come on, Jennifer.
What?
Say something. Come on.
Okay. Say it, Jennifer. We're a very unusual group. Give us a chance. Don't just listen one time and say, oh, my God, they're all crazy. Give it a shot. I listened to Wynn for 5 years before I ever spoke up. I was one of those people that listened on the radio, and I would come in and go out and then not listen for a while and come back. And at one point, it just hit me, this is real. This is real. And in my my tumultuous life, the tumultuous life I've had the last several years, this is really what I found to help me in my ascension to the next level. And I know that sounds weird, but this is real. I was always a religious person. I always believed in God and Jesus, of course. But I never found complete fulfillment going to church. I was raised Catholic. And then later I went to a Disciples of Christ church. And I never really found that full, absolute peace that I was looking for. And with this work, they explain everything to us. And there's no fear anymore. There's no apprehension. If I die tonight, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. So it gives you a lot of peace, a lot of foundation to understand what we're doing here.
Yeah.
Isn't that good one?
and there's no dogma. There's nothing to believe in. There's nothing to believe in. And,
no religion whatsoever. Although, Wynn has great reverence for Jesus, and I think everybody that listens has.
Well, just remember, they're Jewish, so don't tell them.
Oh, we're Jewish.
Right.
I mean, you know, but we
well,
know
Jesus
nothing about
Jewish
religion.
Too.
This has nothing to do with religion.
We're all good with that.
Yeah. Okay. You got it, Ben.
We're very open. We happen to be Jewish, but we're just finding our way.
Well,
yeah.
Right. And sometimes religion has really held you back for a long time. At least it did with
me. We're more on a spiritual journey than our
spiritual
religious
journey. Right. That's how I was too. And I was real lucky when I happened to find my roommate woke me up in the middle of the night and said, "Hey, you need to listen to this guy." And it was on Coast to Coast, and that's the first time I heard him.
Oh,
and
wow.
And then I investigated. And that was in 2011. So it was a good five years or so before I ever...
Wow.
You know, I had to be for sure. You know, there's so many people out there claiming to channel this, that, and the other. But when you get to know these two, Wynn and Terry, and you see what they're doing... And you realize how genuine they both are.
Yeah, we just had an incredible meeting with them. They're just been an incredible. We just got to Sedona about 10 minutes before we met them, and they were the greatest gift that's been received as of now.
They've been a gift to a lot of us.
They've been a huge gift. I mean, it's incredible that we sat down at a table, and next thing you know, we're talking to them.
You know, that's one of those synchronicities, you know?
Yeah,
you were meant to bump
part
into
of the
him.
Journey.
And
yeah,
it's also,
yeah,
this
exactly.
is Julie, it's a feeling you get when you,
you know,
interact
it's
with another person.
Right.
Your eyes. Like, my eyes connected with Terry big time.
The
and
angel,
it's like, I looked at Terry. Yes.
Yes, she's very angelic. I have never
looked
at her eyes.
I felt so safe with Terry.
But I feel
and so comforted. And comforted.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
I just
she's
put
our angel.
My dad in a memory care unit. He and my mom have been together for 60 years. And my dad is my everything. He taught me everything I know today. He taught me how to be an amazing salesperson. He taught me about manifestation.
And you're an amazing salesperson.
Thank you.
Oh my God, we
you,
need
Wynn.
You. We need you.
I am a vehicle.
Yeah.
Ever. I need to serve and to share with others. I am that.
Mm-hmm.
I am a total vehicle because my daughter, who's 23, I didn't always have this way of being. 3 years ago, I moved from Northern California to Southern California, and my whole life, including the way I decorated my apartment, was all about peace and getting to a place of peacefulness.
Right.
And
right.
I can tell you 3 years later.
And you don't know how
I'm
to
living
get
it.
There. You don't know how to get
it's
there.
Practice.
At least I didn't.
Practice.
And, but this group has helped me so much attain a sense of peacefulness. I've always been spiritual, but I never had a direction for it.
Thank you, Terry.
A direction. Yeah.
Is this Terry?
Wynn and Terry.
Wynn and
Terry.
The one
that
Terry,
asked the question.
I knew I. Yeah, this is fabulous.
Yeah.
It was Jennifer speaking.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Oh, Jennifer.
Yeah.
No, nobody's hogging anything. We're new, learning. We're sponges, Stacy and I. We want to be the best. We want to live our best lives.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there,
we're willing to do whatever it takes.
With
freedom.
Archives, everything, all his shows are in the archives. And if you want to search by how the Elohim created the universe, that series of channelings will blow your mind.
Mm-hmm.
I would recommend any of the channelings are wonderful. But that series is a really good place
to start.
Acquainted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
See, we're so open. It's like I said, I can't reiterate this enough. We've both been through a lot. Everybody on this call has been through a lot, right?
Right.
And there are times
right.
where you think, like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to survive this? And then you do, and you can look back and say, wow.
Somehow.
Wow.
I did it.
And then divine intervention and divine guidance is always happening, as evidenced by Terry and Wynn.
Right. Welcome to the call, and let's give Wynn back his show.
No, no, this isn't my show. Listen.
Wynn, I'm sorry. I could be
No, 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 wait a second. Monday is a wild card night, okay?
Oh, I
so
like it.
It's my show, so I can do whatever I want, okay?
So I wasn't out of bounds.
No, you're not out of bounds. We love it.
Okay, cool.
And,
this is great information.
I'm a very open
and honest person.
Is Antonio on the line?
Antonio.
Yes.
Antonio. Listen, Antonio, when he first came on our calls, he was having panic attacks, and he was scared shitless, and I'm trying to give him a panic attack and see if he can get through it, okay? Because I know, I know he's getting anxious. So, Antonio, why don't you share some of what you have gone through as a result of being on our calls?
I have gone through Wynn picking on me, giving me panic attacks, making me anxious. But I think I've been on for about 2 years. Not on this call, on the Whole Planet Healing call. And I have reduced my panic attacks, so I don't really have that much panic attacks anymore. And I'm grateful for having my anxiety panic attacks.
Speak louder, Antonio, because there's some background noise. And hi, ride the console.
I don't see the don't see where the noise is coming from.
Okay.
Me?
It might just be background noise in the bar. I don't know.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we hear you
now.
Yeah. Just speak close to the mic so you override anything.
How is this?
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. I said that I'm grateful for the panic attacks and having panic disorder, anxiety disorder, OCD, and everything, because if I didn't have any of that, then I wouldn't have met any of these wonderful people. and they have helped me out a lot.
Antonio, you help us too. Thank you. You're very sweet. You're very compassionate.
Way to go, Antonio.
Yeah. I'm really proud of you, Antonio. You've worked very hard.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know what? You looked at your disorders in the eye and didn't let them hold you back, you know?
It's a tough thing to do.
And, like, I was seeing a therapist for 2 years, and in 2 years with her, we didn't really do anything. But on this call, it helped me out a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, good. Good.
Now, is there anyone Jewish on the call besides me?
You got two Jews here.
I know you guys are Jewish. I want to see someone who's Jewish that has been coming to the call.
Your two favorite Jews.
I've been to Israel. Does that count?
What's that?
I say, I've been to Israel. Does that count?
Is that Cecil? Is that Cecil?
Yes, that's me.
Okay, Cecil. Why don't you share? Now, it's interesting because, as I recall, Cecil started coming into the calls, and he's a Mormon. Aren't you a Mormon, Cecil?
Yes, I am.
And you go to church still, right?
Yeah, every Sunday.
Yeah. And, of course, we think we're talking to the same Elohim. We can't go around telling this to Mormons. He just happened to discover us. And, they'd lock me up if we did.
Very, very open-minded Mormon.
Yeah. And
I can't come in onto your Sunday calls because I'm in church during that time.
You know, our Sunday calls are the most popular because we keep doing these conversations with the Elohim. And, you know, they're getting deeper and deeper. It's kind of like, you know, early on, it was like intimidating. Like, you know, everybody said, oh, it's the Elohim. And they keep saying, they say this many times, that this is a very rare thing we're doing because we have no exaltation. And when they describe themselves, you know, which I've asked many times, we talk about how they feel to be them, et cetera, et cetera. And they're very transparent. And, you know, essentially they say, well, we created the universe, and they explained how they did it. They explained how it got screwed up. And they really didn't intend this, to be this much suffering in this realm. And they want to make a contribution to this realm. And this, what we're doing, is very rare to have such a transparent connection with them. And they say that because we don't exalt them. They don't want to be exalted. When I asked them, early on I asked them, because I really didn't understand what I was getting into. I didn't understand them. I mean, I got the idea that they did a couple of miracles here and there, and I got the idea that they were pretty special. But it's taken years. It's like I feel like I am. Who's making that noise? Hi, if you can't figure out, just start muting people one by one on the console till we get rid of the noise. Okay. So, you know, we asked them questions and I go deeper. I take what they've taken previously and then we go deeper. I go deeper in questioning. And, you know, I really didn't know how this was all going to work out, nor I didn't know what to do, because I didn't really want to be a messiah or a guru. And I identified with being a poet, right? That's what I was going to. I was going to read a poem or something. Okay. Hi. I'll tell you what. I'll read a. Is that okay with you guys if I read a few of my poems?
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
So, hi. What, mute every.
Muted.
Okay.
I got them all muted.
I got it. Good. Thank you. This was a poem I wrote when this first started happening, and it's called Shh. It's okay to talk to God. In fact, every religion in the world promotes this kind of activity called prayer. But God forbid, if God talks to you, don't tell anyone, because they'll probably call you crazy. They might lock you up, give you psychotherapy, shock therapy, or worse. History has proven over and over again, it's much easier to recognize that someone has talked to God after they're dead. But if God happens to whisper in your ear, be sure and keep it secret, because even the best have gotten crucified after they told everyone God was talking to them. P.S. This poem is a total figment of my imagination. Don't believe a word of it. And here's when I wrote about Los Angeles. And of course, this was all written before any of this kind of experience was happening to me. Let's see here. Good, my battery's charging. It's called L.A. Lament. L.A., L.A. Now, our two visitors tonight are from L.A. area, Encino and Newport Beach. Hey, is Debbie Ensign on the call? Hi, did you notice if Debbie was on the call? Debbie lives in Costa Mesa and works as a cocktail waitress in Newport Beach, I believe. I think it's Newport Debbie Beach. Maybe. Pardon me?
Debbie's not here. Debbie lives in Costa Mesa.
Who lives in Costa Mesa?
Debbie does.
Yeah, I know. They all can get together in Debbie's bar. Okay. Okay, L.A., L.A., hard to find a heart of gold. Everyone needs to use you to get one step closer to their star. So many roads leading to nowhere, glitter on the path, but the pot of gold is so elusive. So few break through the star-making machine. My advice, if you have to stay, for what it's worth, a new L.A. cliché. Don't reach for the stars, reach for the heart. Don't fall for someone else's scheme unless it's part of your dream. Okay. Now here is a poem to the muse in a woman. Totally open. I feel the depths of your passion and emotions, and I'm not afraid to enter the matrix of your feelings and journey to your heart.
And here's one called The Secret. The secret lies in uniting with the moment, to allow the moment to be fully experienced. And as one moment is digitized and flows into the next, to ride the crest of all those moments until they combine into an hour, into a day, into a week, into a month, into a year, into a life. And so, like a surfer who rides the crest of the waves without touching water, you can ride time while living in the timeless. The secret lies in uniting with the moment. Let's see. Worthiness. Now, I've never done this on this call before. Worthiness, self-worth. I am an expert on these. I wish I could say I've mastered them, but more often, they've mastered me. As my subconscious level of lack would cause outward situations to manifest, which matched the inner. The problem. How does one learn to deserve more? I complicate the reason for my unworthiness and reflect on my oppressed childhood, misunderstood, rejected, rejecting myself. I see how I shrank from life into safer places inside myself. And now I'm trying to unshrink myself and love you because you are worthy. And to have you, I must experience in my heart of hearts that I deserve you. And let's see here. Here I was writing about being a wanderer. And a wanderer, according to our sources, is a being that comes from a higher dimension, that chooses to come into this realm to make a contribution here. But once they get here, they don't remember why they came, and they feel out of place. They feel like they're not interested in what everyone else is interested in. And they become searchers, looking for clues. This is not the problem. This is me talking right now. They become searchers, looking for clues to help remind them why they're here. And somebody said, it's like God is hiding behind the trees. God is hiding behind things. And you have to be diligent in looking to find that energy. So this was a poem about that before I even knew about that. How did we get here? Where did we come from? Where are we going? Is there a reason behind the rhyme? One thing is certain, whether we are here by choice, chance, or happenstance, we've got to make the best of it, which isn't very easy, considering the sad state of Earth's affairs. Finding love in between the cracks, through all the obstacles, not just the love of another, but the love of all others, the love where is oneness, where you can see through, no matter how dense, the fog, this illusion called life, where you can find that wherever you look, there you are, and there is God. Okay. Let's see here. There is one. This is about a passionate love affair I had with was this woman who lived in Beverly Hills, who was very together, at least from the terms of the woman that I had experienced up till that time. And it's called Firecracker. She was a firecracker, but he couldn't light her fuse. To him, she was a dud that he just couldn't amuse. Dinner, drinking, money, talking, just couldn't make her want him. In her eyes, she saw him as another man wanting to impress her. It depressed her because the bait she couldn't swallow. She wanted tete-a-tete, but not with one so hollow. So she came home and she phoned me to share her tale of thwarted desire. And I knew I was the match to light the fuse of her firecracker. Let's see here. Peter the Grump. This is a poem I wrote about a guy who ended up working with me when I was selling sunglasses. And he was from Finland, and he was an Olympic skier, and he was this beautiful guy. And we stayed in touch for a long time, and I should probably stay in touch with him again. He was the best salesman. He would go out, and when he would stand at a booth, it was like he was at an Olympic marathon. And it's like no one stood a chance of not making a purchase from him. And he was a little intimidating. He wasn't all smiley. He was intense. And it was like sport, but loving sport. It wasn't manipulative. And so it's called Peter the Grump. He's an irritable son of a gun. And if you stand next to him, you might tremble with the fear that he's about to chew your head off. It's hard to believe he's got a heart of gold, because his heart got buried, and what you see at first is the junkyard of his hearse and failures manifesting in his grumpiness. But if you get a shovel and do some excavating, you will find his heart of gold, and he will become your best friend. Somehow, when I think of you, I experience a fountain of love, filling me up to overflowing. Some way, I know how, to get through your resistance, your fear, and your considerations to the part of you that needs love, and water it from that fountain. There is nothing I wouldn't do for you. I don't know how I know, but I do know how to love you. And I think I'll do one more. Let's see here. Strays. This is a good one for us. This fits. I mean, I used to do this in my own way before we were doing this. Sometimes I adopt people, usually adults. I call them often. and make sure things are going okay. I think my presence in their life might really make a difference to them. So I stay present, regardless of what they're going through. When I sense I have made a difference, I feel different inside myself. I've increased my feelings of value and worthiness. And the care I extended comes back to me manyfold. And when my adoptees meet each other, they tend to bond easily. And soon I have a little family created out of nowhere of people who really care about each other. Okay. Now no one's going to be able to talk that I read those, you see. Now I have to make you guys talk. So just a second. Let me unmute everybody. Hang on.
Unmuted.
Okay. Now we're back. Who wants to say something? Is everybody muted
Everybody's
now?
Quiet.
Everybody's on. I'll ask a question there. Which is just about the Elohim and that, what they were saying about creating the earth and that.
Is that Nick?
Yes, that's correct.
Nick in Australia?
That is correct.
Now I'm under. Nick, yeah. Your prime minister is here, Scott.
Say that again, Nick.
I was just wanted to ask about what you were saying about the Elohim when they created the earth and what the earth was meant to be like. I was wondering, do you know which calls that was on so I could listen to them?
Yes.
No,
listen, I'll tell you. You know, have you ever been to our archive site, thespiritchannel.net?
I have been to it.
At the very top of that, there's a menu that says topics, okay? And how the Elohim created the universe are in that list of topics. If you click on it, I think you'll find at least 20 of those calls on there. Some of them are transcribed, some of them are not, okay?
Yeah, awesome. That'd be great. Yeah, thank you.
Did you get that? It's The Spirit Channel. We've got to have a the in it. TheSpiritChannel.net. No spaces.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, I've been on there before, yeah. Yeah, awesome.
So let me face this. Did you like my poems?
I loved your poems. They were good. And I liked the first one about finding love in the spaces. I was just recently... An energy healer was working, I was speaking, I was at a seminar and an energy healer was speaking there and showing us some stuff about energy healing and the gaps, there's spaces between the atoms that hold everything together. Like even in the molecules that make steel and concrete and tables and chairs and the cells of our bodies, there's little gaps between what holds it all together. And he was saying that that's where God is, the energy of God that holds it all together. There's this little gap between all the cells. Mm-hmm. And so, I like that bit in your poem. You find the love in the gaps. Because, that's exactly what they were saying. And I felt that, God is, love is in those gaps.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And
when I noticed Debbie is here.
Debbie Ensign, Debbie, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, honey.
Guess what?
What?
We have these two beautiful people that I met in a bar this afternoon that are on the line right now.
Okay.
And one of them lives in Newport Beach.
Oh, my goodness. They should come down to Billy's.
Yeah.
The beach.
Let's see. Is it Stacy that lives in Newport Beach?
No, it's Julie who lives in Newport Beach.
Julie, are you there? Maybe they went away. Hello, Julie. We probably scared them off. What are you going to do?
So,
oh, well.
Well, thank you. If they come back, you never know.
Yeah, we have their information. And, I mean, what happened was, Terry and I, we started talking from across the table. And they had come to Sedona because they were looking for spiritual enlightenment. And so, well, you come to the right place.
Yep.
And then we started talking, and they couldn't get enough of us. And it was like 5 after 6, and I said, oh, my God, the call's starting. So we started the call with them, okay? And they were on it. I don't. You guys are gone now, right? Julie and Stacy, are you there? Okay. All right, Case.
We need to go over to a whole planet.
Oh, is it 7 now? After all that?
Yes.
Hey.
6:59. Okay. Let's go over the whole planet. And anyone want to say anything?
Yes, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wynn, that other poem that you wrote about the woman?
Yeah.
I want to add too about that. I think that's something that most women always they think and feel as well about the intentions of a man.